2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Our story instruction manual. I've got to get my things packed up so I'll be ready when Aunt Marge comes to pick me up, said Brian, sliding off his chair after supper. He was excited about spending a whole week with his aunt and uncle on their farm. When Aunt Marge arrived later that evening, Brian was waiting and soon they were on their way. Brian looked at the clock in the dashboard of the car. "Aunt Marge, your clock is wrong," he said as they drove down the street. "It says it's only 6 o'clock, but it's really 7 o'clock already." "I know," said Aunt Marge. "Nobody changed the clock when the time changed this spring. I always intend to do it, but somehow I never get to it." "Oh, can I fix it?" asked Brian. "How do you do it?" "Actually, I don't know," said Aunt Marge. "I haven't had this car very long yet, and I'll have to get out the instruction manual to see how it works." She glanced out the back window, then over toward Brian. "Will you please roll down your window and adjust that side mirror?" she asked. "It needs to be tilted up a little." "Oh, don't you have a button to move it from the inside?" asked Brian as he opened the window. Aunt Marge shrugged. I don't know that either," she said. Brian grinned. "You better read your instruction manual, Aunt Marge. It sure won't do you any good in the glove compartment," he teased as he adjusted the mirror. Aunt Marge grinned. "That's true," she agreed. "Instruction manuals are meant to be read and followed, not just stashed away. Our pastor pointed that out last Sunday." "He did?" asked Brian. "He talked about cars?" "Oh, not the instruction manuals for cars," replied Aunt Marge. "He talked about our manual for living. Do you know what that is?" "The Bible?" guessed Brian. "That must be why Dad makes us read it every day." Aunt Marge nodded. "It gives operating instructions for our lives," she replied. "Now there's a manual I have had time to read." Well, how about you? Do you listen carefully when God's Word is read? Do you read it for yourself and do what it says? It's important to follow the instructions God gives. Use your Bible regularly so you know how God wants you to live. Then do what He tells you to do. 1 Peter 2:2, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word that you may grow thereby." And our key thought, read God's manual.